With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Being described by some in the media as feisty, President Biden's State of the Union speech is decried by Republicans as a divisive, screaming rant. But they do seem to agree with the president on at least one point.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home as they are today.
True, say Mr. Biden's critics, although they blame him for that sad state of affairs. The official Republican response to the speech, delivered by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama, who just happens to be at the opposite end of the age spectrum from Mr. Biden.
At 42, Britt is the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate. She says she was unimpressed by the president's address.
And what we saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive.
Britt says Biden proves he's out of touch with problems facing American families, who she says are worse off and less safe than when he took office. Bob Agner reports.
Former President Trump continues hammering away at Biden for open border policies that Mr. Trump says are endangering the safety and security of all Americans as millions of illegal aliens, including criminals, end up in communities nationwide. Mr. Trump says that one of his top priorities would be to secure the border again and to deport those who broke the law by entering the country. Also at SRNNews.com, three more Houthi rebel drones targeting the Gulf of Aden, shot down by the U.S. military. We'll be getting the latest job numbers this morning when the government releases the February employment report. Economists predict it will show the addition of 200,000 jobs last month, following 353,000 jobs added in the month of January. And on Wall Street, stock futures mixed. Dow futures down 34 points. NASDAQ futures are off 6 points. S&P futures 3 points higher. This is SRN News. A North Carolina pastor is getting a second chance to go to Congress.
The Reverend Mark Harris this week won the Republican nomination for a U.S. House seat in North Carolina. His victory comes after a 2018 absentee ballot scandal. 6 years ago, Harris received the most votes in his election, but agreed with state officials to hold a new race after his political operative collected blank and partially filled absentee ballots and turned them in as votes for him. Harris was not accused of any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is coming out with a book this spring that chronicles God's faithfulness in his political career. Morrison says his book is not about what he accomplished, but how God sustained and encouraged him in good times and bad. The book's title, Plans for Your Good, is taken from a scripture passage in Jeremiah 29. The book's foreword is also written by former Vice President Pence. This is SRN News. The GOP-led House approves a bill opposed by most Democrats in response to the murder of University of Georgia student Laken Riley by an alleged illegal migrant suspect.
Dubbed the Laken Riley Act, the bill would require Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to detain illegal migrants charged with local theft or burglary after a migrant accused of similar offenses was arrested for the murder of Riley. The act cleared the lower chamber by a 251 to 170 vote. It is named after 22-year-old Laken Riley, a college nursing student who was recently killed on the campus of the University of Georgia. Edwin Mora, Washington.
In Philadelphia, the manhunt continues. Police searching for several gunmen. They opened fire on a group of high school students yesterday, wounding 8 of them. More details, SRNNews.com.